July 17th. Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Admitting that we are afraid when we are may be humbling, but it is an honest emotion that can serve as a springboard for courage. Evangelist Oral Roberts tells the story of a little boy who had one line in a Christmas play. "It is I, be not afraid." But on the night of the play he froze, and for a while even loud prompting couldn't thaw his line from him. Finally he timidly croaked, "It's only me, and I'm scared to death." God knows when we are shaking in the knees, trembling in the hands, and dry in the mouth. The best way to solicit someone's help, including His, is to admit you're afraid. Fear in most situations is not cowardly or a character weakness, just an honest reaction to the unknown or unfamiliar. When the ground under you won't stand still, take His hand to steady yourself. O Holy Spirit, please be near when I'm immobilized by fear.